Why were we not able to keep a straight face?
Welcome to Downfall. I swear we have not actually been drinking that much, so I have no idea why that was that funny.
What we've been drinking is 9.5% alcohol.
Right, and that was actually kind of a while ago, so it's honestly not even... It was. Anyway.
I won't tell your wife.
We're totally drunk. Don't even listen to him.
Yeah, that's totally what it is. Thanks for listening. This is our Dungeons & Dragons role-playing podcast. Refresher, last episode, the party fought the Wraith inside of a tavern. The Wraith pretty much gave him all the finger, and then as it was, like, sinking through the floor all cool-like, it got whacked on the head.
Like a whack-a-mole, like a golf club.
Like a whack-a-mole, and then it just kept going through the floor, except, like, unconscious, I guess? Can Wraiths go unconscious?
I don't know.
Ours did.
I think they're only consciousness, so if they did go unconscious, they would disappear.
That's deep.
I know.
All right, so...
Wait. If they think, therefore they are, so if they stop thinking, they no longer are?
I guess that would be the case, wouldn't it?
I think Descartes just, like, mind explode.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, Descartes?
He totally knew. Okay, so anyway, the Wraith isn't dead. That's an important note.
Okay, I told you guys. Does the Wraith have a name? We didn't catch a name, did we?
No, which is great, because that gives me plenty of time to invent one, so...
Wraith. That's a character we know.
You will recognize him, though, probably.
Yeah, you probably don't need a description next time you see him.
He looks like a ghost.
He's got some serious abs.
So,
and he's been doing a lot of squats, so glutes.
So we ran out, and Morthok was missing, and then we're like, well, quick, let's go chase him down. And I did that spell that says where things are within 1,000 feet, and he's a few hundred feet away. And we said, let's go, and we all started running down to go find him.
Right.
Muddy thing, and we're like, sorry, building, you're on fire, there's nothing we can do. We're not high enough level to stop this.
So, take it away.
Alright. So, I want to... Are we getting closer to Morthok if we keep running towards him? Or is the... Are we making progress?
For sake of the fact that I want him to escape for now...
No? He's getting farther and farther away?
He is, because... Since the building behind you is raging on fire, there are people running towards it, people running away from it, and people just gawking.
Yeah.
So getting through all the crowds and stuff is kind of difficult. And other people are, like, pulling all their possessions out of their house and, like, you know, carting it down the street with a...
What possessions?
They still have a couple things. Filthy rags and such.
Everybody has possessions.
They probably have, like, knives.
Yeah, I was watching these documentaries, and even the people in, like, the worst slums ever at least have a couple of things.
They usually have more than I do, which is kind of weird.
Food?
No, they usually don't have that, but...
They need to eat.
That's what they're lacking. That and their actual structure
to
live in.
Yes. But anyway, social commentary aside, because it's sad. So you guys are trying to press through, but you can tell that whatever's, you know, wherever Morthok is, whatever's taking him is moving faster than you're going to be able to catch up.
Yeah.
Then why don't we just go up and go roof to roof?
In the shanty town? Boy, that's dangerous.
I don't think I've got the dexterity for that, or the strength.
Okay, I just installed this. There we go.
I can jump from roof to roof.
You can. But then
I'm a dwarf, and I can jump from roof to roof.
Yeah.
I always do all these weird things with my acrobatics, and then I totally am forgetting that I'm a dwarf, and then I think about it later, and I'm like, dwarf just did that. That's really weird.
You're like a weightlifter.
Which makes it even more reasonable when I fail something like I did in the last episode.
We're at, like, the northeast corner of the Dead Run, right?
Shoot, I don't remember. I thought we were somewhere in the middle. Let me go back to the map. Which they did not make it.
We're somewhere in the middle.
What happens if I do this? Nope.
Guys, I can join a skee-ball league.
In the game, or what?
That is awesome.
No, it's like an actual thing. You can join a skee-ball league.
What? In Dungeons & Dragons?
Can you join a skee-ball league?
For $22. That's super reasonable.
And in a local,
we have not been paid by the Ski Ball Council
at a brewery.
The International Ski Ball Association.
Well, not a brewery, at a pub, I guess.
Brew pub. Yeah. Do they brew beer there? Then it's a brew pub.
I'm not sure. I've only been there once.
So I think we should leave the Dead Run. Say sorry.
I can't help but think that the local authorities are going to want to talk to us about this little incident.
Who says they know you were there? Oh, wait, that's right.
We did, because I'm going to confess.
Well, and you guys also went to the guard and, like, said, sure, we'll help you find the murderer.
We stopped the murders, but we burned down the city.
So I guess we're even, right?
But they were kind of hoping the Dead Run would burn down, right?
It's not really a desirable location.
Yet. And also, it's been raining for 4 days straight, so it's not actually going to burn down. It'll probably burn out before it burns everything down. Burn down, like, a block.
That's kind of what I'm thinking, is it'll be bad enough to make news, but not, like, destroy the entire
Maybe, island. Okay, well then, I'm going to be, like, I'm doctor and try and help people that get burned and stuff.
So you cast, like, 3 healings and then you're out, right?
No, I've got medical experience.
Oh my.
I've got medicine. It's a skill. Got a +6 to medicine. Holy and I've got, like, a spell that can heal 6 people at once.
Okay, you treat 2 burn victims, 3 people that were getting trampled by the crowds, and all of the rest have either, like, stab wounds from, like, violence or are, like, crazy drugged out of their minds.
And then I feel really bad that I can't help more people.
I help him help people.
Oh, God.
I can, like, heal up I can prevent him from dying, basically.
I can turn fire off. Oh, but it's only torches and small fires. So I can go around and wear the little tiny ones. I can go...
What kind of heroes are you? You're all helping and stuff.
Yeah, once I realize he's getting, like, we're not going to catch more up to Morthok, I'm like, well...
Thanks. We're still really low level, so we feel close to the people.
Okay, fair enough.
I feel a responsibility, but...
So, we're not so high and mighty yet. Plus, our tavern's not off the ground yet, so...
Where does Day go?
I'm gonna go after Morthok.
Okay. I'll say that in this time that they're healing people and doing junk and you're following, you lose sight of them. Oh... I don't know where I want to say. Well, you don't have the spell, I guess, so you just don't know where they are. I suppose that would be the conclusion there. But... Let's see. Okay, so you guys help until it's probably about 2 in the afternoon. 1 in the afternoon.
Did the fire go out?
At this point, yeah, 5 hours is pretty good. So it's taken down a bunch of buildings. There's lots of people who are... Well, are they technically homeless now? I mean, I guess they were kind of homeless before.
Yeah, they're homeless, but they, you know... If we're talking like a shanty town, it won't be that hard to, like, just find scraps of something and put up a shelter.
Yeah, pretty much. They'll have a backup.
That's probably when the last time this was built was after a fire.
Probably,
just a few months previous.
So, the picture we were showing on that fight where you were in a nice-looking tavern, picture that as having been a lot, much of a rat.
It wasn't there wasn't wood as much.
Yeah, that wasn't wood. That brown stuff wasn't wood.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
And if it was wood, it was, like, old wood.
Very.
That they got...
From other burned-down buildings.
Probably.
Or, like, they found the garbage.
All right, so do whatever you're going to do here. Jump to the...
I guess...
You can report to the city. You can start doing those tasks
Would the alchemist have been...
All right, I don't know what we were supposed to do because I was out of it, so I need someone to tell me because I was not...
Right. And the alchemist should have finished with your sample by now.
Yeah. So the alchemist... And then we can... I think we should do that, and then we should report back to Mercy House.
So again,
and then what was it? Wait, you said the other tasks?
Yeah, remember your mortgage? You agreed to, like, debt collect and break thumbs for... How many people was it? 7? 6?
6.
It was a number.
So you can start doing that, too, because you do need to pay for that for your tavern.
This will be interesting tasting.
And interesting sounding.
Alright, so I think we should head out of the Dead Run and head over to... Was it the apothecary?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go to the apothecary and get our sample.
Man, how many times has that been said?
A lot, probably.
Do I still have you have the thing.
Yep, I have the thing, as last I remember.
I didn't think of a Zelda.
You got
that's
the
all I
thing.
Could think of.
Yeah, the magic amulet
the magic
crystal.
Amulet. Dude.
Yeah, you guys have it.
Yeah,
but nobody touch it.
But Elias has it.
You wrapped it in like a thing or something, like a sock or something.
Leather.
Close enough.
Leather socks.
A leather thong.
So are we confident that thing has been deactivated?
Or
no,
we
know
it,
it's not been deactivated.
We need to put it
Maybe we should chuck it in the chasm.
No, we need to know what happens to it.
Oh. We realize that magic alert works like radiation, and we go find a lead box and put it in it.
Yeah, that's one way to do it.
I think we did say that. Yeah, we did a few episodes ago.
Yep.
I don't think you have a lead box, though.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
No, we can get
a lead
box.
I
bet the apothecary has a couple.
They probably do.
All right, let's
So you guys head up to the apothecary and talk to... Yep. I don't even know if I gave that guy a name. I don't think I did.
Down Iron Street. No.
Or you take Fire Road.
Yeah.
Oh, probably Iron Street to Fire Road. Because that matters. A lot.
Does it?
No.
Okay. We end up, we go to the apothecary.
Okay. You guys head in. The person behind the desk recognizes you. And goes, oh, yes, I was wondering when you would return. How did you guys pay him anyway?
Gold. I think we punched him.
I don't remember if we paid or if he even bought Alfred too.
I think he just said he would do it.
Okay.
I really? That episode. I think he did it for exposure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. I don't know.
We'll go with that.
Yeah, we're going to recommend him now. It's a one-off fee sort of thing. It's kind of like YouTube.
Yeah.
So.
He gives you guys... Well, actually, he says he can't return the sample because it's been used up in the process.
Right.
Alchemy. Right. And says that it was a mix between stuff that looked like it was living tissue or the remains of, like, burnt people and a necrotic, some sort of thing he couldn't entirely identify, but something necrotic.
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of lines up with, you know, the whole Wraith blasting a person.
Yeah, so then we tell him where we found it because we didn't tell him last time.
Like, do you tell him the circumstances? Or do you just say we took it off of a naked orc?
No.
No, we
didn't. No, we tell him about where the powder came from, because we didn't actually tell him.
Oh, the powder, okay. His face kind of gets pale, and he goes, okay, please don't bring any more to me.
Well, good. Do you have any magic nullifying containers?
We show him the thing?
We tell him we think we found the source. It's a mind control amulet.
And you hold it out?
No.
Because your hand is out.
No. This is how I gesture. I tell him about it.
So you say, there's a amulet thing.
There's a it's totally evil.
Say what you actually say.
Hey.
We
found whoever was casting these spells, these necrotic spells, was being mind controlled by a evil amulet.
Okay.
And we have that in our custody.
Okay.
Do you have a magic nullifying thing we can put it in?
Like a box?
Yeah.
Yes, but they're kind of expensive. I mean, we can store it here, but that's also kind of expensive.
Well, we want to give it to the authorities.
So essentially you're asking if you can rent one of these things.
For an undisclosed amount of time, yes.
That would be one gold, please.
Oh, baby.
How much if we bought it?
He pulls out some papers from underneath the desk and kind of shuffles through it. Let's see. Lead price. About 150.
Oof. No, we'll just... we'll just rent it, I guess.
All right. He says, please make sure it gets back here within a week.
Yeah. And if not, talk to Mercy House and they'll reimburse you.
I'm sure they will.
Nice. Okay, you guys get your box. Head to Mercy House.
Yeah.
It's busy. There's a lot of officers scrambling about. You see a lot of people who are in custody, many of them looking like they were probably near the fire.
People burned. People looting.
A little bit.
So, all right. What was our officers that we were reporting to's name? We're reporting to the head of
Rupert Molag?
Yeah, we were reporting to him.
The guy that you've been talking to several times now?
Yeah.
So you see him.
Commander Rupert Molag.
Yeah. So you see him standing, kind of just directing things, telling some people to be locked up here and other people to report there and that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Sees you walk up.
We found the source of the murders.
I bet you did, and I'm willing to bet you had something to do with this.
Well, they did.
To do with what?
Good thing I'm not there.
Yeah, he looks around him and he's like, where is he anyways?
Oh yeah, I don't know.
Did he die in a fire?
He might have. We'll have to meet up with him.
That's convincing.
Yeah.
Probably. No. We'll ask him.
There's an evil magic amulet controlling people and making them cast necrotic magic, and then a wraith came out of it.
And it's defeated, right?
Pretty well. We don't know. But we got the amulet.
It's mostly defeated.
Just kind of skim over it.
But we got the amulet, and I hold up like the box.
Okay.
Do you have any powerful magical artifact storage place?
I'm sure we can find somewhere to put this where it's not going to cause any trouble. There's
like
not...
any underground vaults?
Probably. There's no more wraiths in this thing, are
but
there?
But you can close and nobody will ever find the combination to ever again?
So what you're saying is you want it gone?
Yeah, they probably
for should... now, until we want
it. You could take it to the Mage's Guild and give it to someone who's not evil and ask them to destroy it. It's probably the best idea.
All right, hand it over.
But we don't want them to destroy it. We need to understand how it works. Maybe we can get the people back.
Oh, I don't know about that. They've kind of all washed away.
That's true, they have.
Well, so the amulet was just killing people? Like floating through the air?
No, it was taking over people's minds and making them kill the people.
Like, do you have any of those people in custody?
Oh, yes, yeah, right here.
Actually, right here.
I tap the dwarf on the shoulder.
Okay, is he responsible for all the murderers?
No, just one.
And the rest?
Oh, that was this dwarf, or not a dwarf.
Yeah, it was an orc, a young, innocent orc that had nothing to do with anything he did.
I like how you call him innocent, but you just hand me over.
I don't know you, I don't trust you, I don't even know your
name. You spent more time with him than you did with the orc.
If you need me to testify that he was under my control, or we could even use the amulet.
You turned around and pat me on the shoulder, I was just gone.
Can you give me a name and location for him? Because we still need to talk to him anyway.
He's in the House of Dala.
No, House of Trials.
Yeah, the House of Trials.
No, he was wounded, remember?
He was wounded.
It was the House of Yandala.
His name is Shadrez. He's a young male orc.
Alright, he jots down the information. I'll get someone sent over there. I'm a fair man. If he really is just as innocent as you're saying, then it's not, you know, he won't be... We'll just pick some hobo that nobody loves and make him a scapegoat for it.
Don't worry, as soon as you talk to this guy, you will notice that he is very innocent.
Yeah, no, we'll just pick someone who's already on death row and just say that they did it. Because the public wants a face, you know, they're not content unless...
Unless it's an amulet. No, just tell them about the amulet.
It doesn't have a face.
It did, sort of. It was like a ghostly face when the wraith came out.
Yeah, I don't have that, though.
Oh.
I gotta work with what I've got.
No.
What? Maybe you could just say that the amulet was floating around killing people.
Maybe. I think I'd rather just blame it on a criminal who's already going to die anyway. It'll just put people's minds at ease.
Like,
when they see a guy hanging with his bloated purple face, and they're like, the guy that killed the guys is dead, it makes people happy.
What happens if it happens again, though?
Then I get my butt in a sling, and it better not happen again.
Elias is like, doesn't know what to say. He's like... This is how justice is served.
What justice? The guy was going to die anyway.
No, that's what he says to himself. He just can't even, like, he mumbles it.
My character.
And I like the way this guy thinks. I wonder if I could loop him into one of his schemes.
I'm definitely more idealist. Like, you can see in his face that he's like, no, we caught the bat. No. Oh.
My guy mumbles, and this is why no true justice is ever served.
You are the hero we need.
Also, return that box to the apothecary when you're done with it, or they're going to give you some late fees or something.
Nice. Okay.
That was good.
So he looks at you guys and says, all right, you've been of service. I suppose we'll look into that other matter with the nobles then and take your guys' word that, or Cade's word that people were making, I don't even remember what, some kind of bribery offer or something. Someone's doing bad things and you mentioned it. We'll look into it.
Thank you.
I didn't mention it.
I thought you did.
No, that was...
Was it Day?
Day.
Well, somebody mentioned a thing. He's going to look into the house that he didn't want to implicate before because of your not being credible. Now he trusts you enough to at least look into it.
Now, should we go find Day or to let him find us?
Does a red dot mean it's muted or does it mean it's on?
On. If the red dot's flashing, it means muted.
Oh, okay.
If it was muted, there would be no way I'd be receiving any audio at all
right now. Just checking, because Yanni's... was only doing partial muting, so...
That's weird.
So, if we head up to... Should we head up to our new, tavern?
Yeah, let's do that.
And hopefully...
We need to go murder somebody first.
Whoa, what?
Just randomly...
No, we have to go break some thumbs.
No, we were just going to collect the money that was owed.
Yeah, murder them.
No.
But I want to assassinate...
But we should wait
as we go around looking for the people, we already discover that they're already all dead.
That would be weird. I would say head to the tavern first, because that's probably where Day is going to have gone if he had nowhere else, you know, if once he lost the... I'm assuming. Is that an accurate assumption there, Day?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, see? Now we've got a place... Finally, we've got a place to meet up.
Yes, you do. We all set Woo! It's doing its job!
Nice travel. We're all going there, and on the way, you know what I'm going to do?
Get drunk?
No.
Pick up chicks?
But...
Did we come up with a name for our tavern?
Not yet.
I don't think you did.
Wouldn't he meet us at the Mercy House, though?
Just call it Morthox.
He could.
Because our tavern is like half a day's travel away from where we are.
But he was already going across town trying to track where they were taking Morthox.
Oh, I thought they were just taking him across the Dead Runs. Oh,
no, okay. Not the Dead Runs with an S. That's different. That's a disease. That's the last plague.
Okay.
The Dead Runs. It's pretty much
just
cholera.
I thought that's what cholera did to you.
Yeah, it's just cholera. It just has a different name here.
Shh.
Except that's not actually a joke, because that really is what cholera does to you, so...
So it's near the... Our place is near the House of Athrodia, was that right?
Or it's... Let me highlight it on the map here.
Yeah, it's near the Elven Market.
If I remember right, it was...
Can you center us on it?
Oh, you could draw a little picture on it, like with the lines.
It's yeah, like it's on right the square here.
Yeah.
Of the Elven
First
Market.
House Winnemet.
Left. No, down.
I don't remember. Somewhere. There's a lot of houses. Was it
Winnemet? There it is. I found House Winnemet.
You're right. Oh, yeah.
It's not too far from there.
It's not too far. So on our way, I'm just going to swing by. I'm going to, you know, kind of drop off and swing by.
You do so.
Yes.
All right. Do you need me, or should I just meet you up at the tavern?
That's the House of Winnemet.
That's, no, not the House of Winnemet. House, like noble house.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's Suleya's place.
It's Suleya's place. So
his girlfriend.
Oh, it's your girlfriend.
Yes.
Okay.
She's not my girlfriend yet.
Working on it, though.
Working on it.
Hmm?
Yeah, keyword.
Yeah, keyword.
You seemed pretty sweet last time we saw each other.
She's very sweet on me. And I hand this message off to the guard and say, pass this to Saleev for me, please.
Okay, he looks at you and says, what's Chipotle? No, just kidding.
Is it on the back of a receipt?
Yes.
It's on the front of a receipt. It's even better.
All right. Thank you. You know, you could have just sent me a private message, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I can do that now.
Just saying.
I wanted to do it on paper.
Paper is more fun with the private messages.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. All right. He raises an eyebrow and says, and your name, sir?
Hill. Cade Hill.
You were just waiting. All right. You drop off the note. You guys continue heading up to your tavern, which has no name yet.
Been to a tavern.
So you open the door and head inside, and there's no one, no patrons inside.
Nope, because it's closed.
It's closed.
I thought you guys actually opened it.
Did we?
No.
No,
we had we
don't have any employees.
Oh, right, you haven't hired anyone yet either.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, we don't have any supply. Like, it's not generating income.
Because you have nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I'm not sure we officially even own it because we still need to do those tasks.
Well, you know, it's just like reality. Do you really officially own anything that's that expensive? I mean...
Yeah.
So we... But yeah, we did find that thing hidden in it. There was like a scroll.
Yes, that was the way you essentially paid for the cost.
Sweet. So, I start...
Is Day in there just hanging out?
No, he's cleaning.
Okay.
So, because
you know, it was burned up and not in good shape when we were
right.
So Day's discovered that the floor is actually two shades lighter of a brown than he thought it was, and there's now a pile of, thankfully, dust in the corner that's brown. That you're gonna have to dispose of, and you really don't want to inhale.
No, I just sweep it out the front door.
Oh,
he's
okay.
He's already done that. Yeah.
Well, it's still two shades lighter than you thought it was.
Okay.
Yeah. Hello.
And you guys walk.
Did you find...
I'm on my tower.
Did you find Morthok?
No, I lost the trail. All but right. Welcome to my tavern. It's good of you to come by.
Yeah.
I like how he calls it his tavern.
I know, it's all of yours.
He owns like 60% of it.
No, I think it's fairly evenly split between you guys, isn't it?
No, he owned, like a smidgen more than the rest of us.
But, yeah, we dropped off the amulet with the Mercy House, and
it's their problem now.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
We murdered some people.
What? So, yeah.
Are you sure that we can trust maybe later? He is a murderer.
No, wait.
I'm not a murderer.
No, he was under mind control. I know that.
But he's still a murderer.
How do you know
no.
this?
That's not how it works.
Thrill to
that's
moral
how
politics.
It works. He murdered someone.
No. If someone grabbed your hand and pushed it into with a knife in it and pushed it into someone else, they are the murderer, not you.
No, you are still a murderer.
No, I disagree.
How about if you don't remember any of it? Because
well,
I don't remember.
You can disagree
any of it.
All you want. That doesn't change whether you're a murderer or not.
I can disagree. We will go to the dictionary.
Don't even worry.
What's
about
a dictionary?
It.
Okay, yeah. I know what a dictionary is. I don't know if he knows what a dictionary is. Because I've read like 4 dictionaries in different languages and like translations between. Like, that's how I learned. Like, that's why I've got such Brad pronunciation on so many of my languages.
Did you just say Brad pronunciation?
Yeah, I've got Bradley pronunciation.
Okay.
Because I learned most of my things mostly from books and not from native speakers. So I had a common Elvish dictionary, I had a common Dwarvish dictionary, I had a common Halfling dictionary, I had a Halfling Dwarvish dictionary.
You guys are all just standing around listening to this.
And I finally just all gruff like, go.
Not me, I'm just walking
be quiet, maybe you just can't trust me, I don't care.
Maybe I'm just walking through the door.
And I just storm out the door.
I see the good in you. Bye. Okay, wait, no. We got a task to accomplish. We need to collect that money for that guy.
Yeah, that's where I'm going.
Okay.
Where am I going?
At which point,
I have no idea.
I'm coming in as he's going out, and he pushes by me. He's like, that's where I'm going. And I go, oh, guess I'm going with him.
Wait, maybe we should take a rest. Short rest?
No, it's too early in the day.
We
should.
All right.
What time is it?
2 p.m.
Oh, that's not too early. That's definitely my
a short rest.
I would be sleeping right now, actually.
Because you're like a nighttime kind of guy?
Do you mean you as in you or you as in your dude?
Me as in the dwarf.
Okay.
So I left and not to go get the guy, but to go take a nap because I'm just done with this.
We'll meet back here in an hour.
An hour? Ugh, I need a full 8 hours, dude.
Do you say dude?
It's a dwarvish term for a jerk.
For a jerk.
I go, oh my god, I have no idea what's going on.
How long is a short rest?
Gonna go get
an hour.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure.
Oh. You sure rest an hour?
I'm gonna go to the Adventurer's Guild. Forget this.
No, we got. Why?
Because I need a place to sleep.
We've got beds now.
Like, Dave, did you put beds upstairs?
Not yet.
Okay.
Oh.
And also, if you guys are sleeping here, then I'm going to need nightly payment to fill the beds. This place has to be full to keep itself open.
No, I subtly roll my eyes and go, I will be a barkeep.
You don't even own the whole place. Just a lot of it.
I know I don't know the whole place. I still have a note on it.
No, he's just being the responsible adult.
Yeah. I don't sleep here anyways.
Out of character, I want to make sure that everybody understands that in Dave's mind, this is his bar.
Yeah, I know. And I totally understand that.
Hang on. Let me finish. Okay. You guys don't own any of it. You didn't do any of the work to get it. It wasn't your idea. You guys didn't agree to do any of it. You didn't put in any money towards getting it. Anything like that.
I thought we all put in money towards it.
No, there was no money put into it at all, other than Day's own money.
What about the note you guys found from the wall?
Yeah, we weren't here. We weren't there for that.
I was there for that.
Oh.
Yeah,
it was me, Morthok, and Day went to get this bar.
No, you were not there. It was only Morthok and Day.
I was pretty sure I was there.
No, it was just those two. But out of, mechanics-wise, the note that you guys found in the wall... that you sold as a secret to, mostly get the money to pay for this place. That was more or less everyone's income up to level 3 or whatever.
Yeah. I understand the mechanics of that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
As far as Day's perception of this place and the way that he is going to treat the bar, it's his.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Yeah.
All right. I won't be sleeping there then. I'm just saying. My character wouldn't. Unless he owned it.
So. Yeah, we need to fix this place up. What about in...
That's what I'm working on.
Yeah. What about in exchange for helping clean?
What about in exchange for helping clean?
Oh, if I could rest here in exchange for cleaning. Instead of payment.
Maybe for a few nights after we get some beds.
Oh, no, not night. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds fair. Anyway,
So I come back. We've done a short rest.
How far is the Adventurers Guild? That's more than an hour away, right?
Yeah, it's several hours. It's pretty far to the left.
Really?
There we go.
Wait, actually, it's right here. No, never mind. That's not that far, I guess, actually. It's maybe...
No, we could make that an hour.
Yeah, it's about an hour.
I can invite everyone back to my place.
Where's your place?
Which one?
I don't know.
He's lots of hidey holes.
So, should we...
We're, like, really close to the place I used to stay, so I'll just go over to his place and say, can I crash here, man? You give him 2 silver.
Who?
The tavern.
Oh.
No, there was a guy I stayed with at the very, very beginning. Hmm. I don't remember his name. Because it's not written down anywhere.
Inigo Montoya.
So, when does... How close are we to that Adventurers Guild?
I think not only at, like, 2 days tops. I'm trying to remember what date it was supposed to start. I probably have that written.
We agreed at one point that it was going to be much later than it was actually supposed to be, because I think technically it was supposed to be, like, 4 or 5 days ago.
Oh, yeah. Was it? Okay, then it's probably, like, 2 days from now. We'll say 2 days.
All right.
Okay, let's have it more than 3 days, because I'm supposed to meet Jezebel at the guild 3 days before the adventure.
Okay, that's... Okay.
That was why.
I remember that now.
So...
And we don't want to just be doing one adventure and have the other adventure.
No. So, right now, if it's... what was the month? All Harvest?
Mm-hmm.
If it's the 11th right now, the excursion's on the 14th.
Okay. So, okay. Should we complete that obligation... The obligation to...
I will... I'm actually going to, at this point, look up at whomever is around and say, what's the date today?
I don't think anyone's there.
Oh, I remember. It's, no, I'm here. The 11th.
Oh, okay.
11th of All Harvest.
11th.
Right?
I have some business to attend to at the Adventurers Guild.
Oh. Shall I accompany you?
If you wish. But...
I can wait here for the rest of the other guys. When they return. I
mean, you're free to do whatever you want.
Alright. I guess I'll clean.
Okay. So, let's go ahead and jump to the thing at the guild. And that'll probably end this episode after that. I'm assuming it won't take super long, so...
I don't think it will, and honestly, we can gloss over most of it, because we were just... I was just trying to work on working her to be an ally.
Okay, who was it? Do you remember who it was you were meeting again?
It was Jezebel Athradia.
From House Athradia, which is 2 blocks...
From House Athradia. She's the one who invited us to the gala, and...
She threw a party, and her dad got real mad.
Yeah, she threw a party, her dad got mad. I was going to talk to her about using a place to have get-togethers and parties that she might want to consider, and... Yeah, and especially now that since we own a bar that's very close to House Athradia, in fact, it's only 3 blocks away, she would be someone who would be a very good ally to have, because she can shuffle people to us as she needs them.
Okay. So, what was your meeting supposed to be about? Just letting her know what the location was?
No, we were going to... she's a member of the Adventurers Guild, and we were going to meet at the Adventurers Guild to discuss... to basically just kind of get a feel for each other at a neutral place, because I snuck into her bedroom as a spider
and talk to her from her window.
Yeah. That's true. So I guess she would have no clue what you looked like or anything.
Yeah.
Okay. So you head over, knock on the door. They ask what company you're with.
More talking friends.
Do you say that through gritted teeth or just normal?
No, I say it just normally because that's the name of the company.
At least according to them.
Yep. Okay. Yeah,
according to them, it's Morthok and Friends.
They let you in. You probably ask, like, you know, if you can see where, you know, see Jezebel or whatever, and they say, who should we say is calling? You probably just say, what, Morthok and Friends?
No, I'll tell her Day.
Oh, did you give the name when you were in spider form?
I can't speak when I was in spider form. I have to change. So, but yes, I did. I did tell her my name.
Okay.
At least I think I did.
I think you did too, and if not, whatever. It's a game.
I don't know. It was like 2 months ago when it happened.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
About more than that.
Yeah. So, all right. You're led into, I don't know, just one of the larger rooms where people are standing around and drinking and smoking and et cetera. And you're led up to Jezebel, and she looks at you and goes, yes?
We were to meet today to discuss alternate locations for gatherings.
She looks at a timepiece on the wall.
Hmm.
Probably like a water clock or something. Looks back and goes, oh, yes, Day. I was supposed to meet with you today. Yes, I remember now. Okay, what do you have for me?
While it is not as grand as the house in which you are accustomed, I own a fair amount of property. That is well suited for large gatherings, and am more than willing to host get-togethers of this sort, as long as you are willing to, shall we say, walk a ways.
She asks for the address of the place so she can check it out.
It's in the middle of the preserve.
Okay. Interesting.
Hmm.
All right. So what, I just walk in?
I will... have you heard of the spirit of the forest that is harassing the young orcs as they take their hunts in the preserve?
She kind of gives a shrug and says... possibly, vaguely at one point. I don't really follow a whole lot of orc tribal news.
It's more of a hobby than a spirit, shall we say.
I see. So, this location, are we just going to be standing in the woods, or...?
I own a... nice home that is in the trees. Nobody's near as nice as House of Thrania, clearly. In addition to that, I have a large, clear gathering space at ground level that can be used for a variety of different purposes.
Okay. I'll call on you at some point, probably after our excursion here, to see the premises so I can decide what kind of parties would be best suited there, but I think that might work.
Also, if you are interested in a slightly lower scale event, I am soon to be opening an establishment on the Elven Market Square, not very far from your house, and would be greatly indebted to you for someone of your stature to make appearances there and maybe bring a few of your friends and just to encourage, shall we say, others to come.
I see what you're getting at. Let's see how the potential party location goes first, and if things are going well, then I think continued business would be a smart investment.
And of course, I can offer you these two in exchange.
These two?
You help me out in my business venture. I help you out with a location for, shall we say, the gatherings of questionable fatherly approval.
Hey. Right. That was in the background, that belch. Someone in the background of the room.
He's just... just a dwarf.
All right, she nods. Dane goes, I think we understand each other. Then, like I said, let's reconvene after the excursion, as that will probably shift some alliances and some thoughts and patterns and guest lists, and after that we can move forward.
Of course.
It was good for you to call, Mr. Day.
Just Day. Thank you, my lady.
Okay.
I will turn on my heel and walk out.
All right.
Now, was it just Day that was in there, or all of us?
No, it was just him.
Yep.
Okay. I think that's probably a pretty good place to stop for this episode here. So, yeah, not sure we're going to go next episode. We'll think of something between this one and next one.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be good.
All right.
Hooray.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah. That wraps things up for today's episode of Downfall, our Dungeons & Dragons role-playing podcast. If you've enjoyed what you've heard, please consider giving us a 5-star rating on iTunes, donating through PayPal on our website, supporting us on Patreon, or spreading the word to your friends. You can send us an email anytime at downfalldnd@gmail.com. We love hearing from fans and love hearing what you guys enjoyed about the show. Thanks for listening.